Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
A Cambridgeshire confectionery manufacturer which supplies some of the UK's top tourist attractions and sweets is phasing out single-use packaging for a compostable alternative. Calico Cottage, which is based in Haddenham, has become the first in the industry to offer all of its business customers the option of stocking its impulse bags of sweets in compostable transparent packaging, which breaks down and disappears in soil in just 6 to 12 weeks. It's sold under the brand of the Cambridge Confectionery Company. And Nigel Baker is the MD of Calico Cottage, and he's here with me now. Good afternoon, Nigel.
Hi there, Julian.
And you've brought sort of a demonstration. Now, I'm slightly cautious as to how well this is going to work on the radio, but in front of us we have a fish tank, no longer with fish. It's got some soil in it and what looks like three bags. I wonder if you could explain what you've got and why you've brought it in.
So what I've brought in here are three bags. One is the new compostable bag. One is one of our previous bags, which is classed as biodegradable, and the other is another bag that you'll find out in the marketplace. So you'll see that two of the biodegradable bags, after 4 or 5 weeks now, haven't really changed. And they don't look any different to when we put them in.
No.
The compostable bag now is clearly beginning to decay.
That's beginning to... It's almost like a sort of a mottled, soily effect,
it
almost.
Is. What happens is the microbiological... activity starts, it starts eating away at the bag, converts it into CO2, biomass and water.
Now, when I was posting, because we popped a video that you forwarded to me onto our Facebook page, and when I was choosing the words to go alongside that, you were very firm that there was a difference between biodegradable and compostable. And I guess, yes, a bag is biodegradable, but it might take quite a while to biodegrade.
Yeah, it's one of these words that's banded around, but in fact it can be very misleading, because you can have biodegradable bags that degrade into very, very fine particles of plastic over the years, which get into the water stream, the water source, and the food stream, and end up in our animals and in ourselves. The bags that are called biodegradable that we have here would possibly biodegrade over a century, whereas a compostable bag breaks down, as I explained earlier, into constituents, CO2, biomass, water, in a much shorter time scale.
And when you first sourced the biodegradable bags, as opposed to the compostable ones, which you're here to talk about today, did you do that with the thought, oh, this is green, this is going to be good,
it's going to be
so great for our customers to have this?
It was only really last year when we started looking closely at it that we realised that biodegradable has all manner of terms, and there are biodegradable products that biodegrade much quicker. There are some that biodegrade into different chemicals. But an awful lot actually just break down into small particles, which isn't what we want. Mm.
How easy, having made the decision, how easy was it for you to go out and find a supplier of these little packets of sweets, which I imagine you have in your little box next door to you, to put them into?
It was a big challenge, actually, and it started with some of the younger guys in the company back in May last year, saying we're using a million bags of plastic, we really should look for an alternative. And we gave them the job, really, of finding some solutions. And we looked at a lot of solutions that commercially weren't viable, paper bags, bags with windows in, and things that just would affect our sales. But then they came up with a compostable bag. But it's one thing having a bag that composts. You've still got a label on it and a seal on it.
I was going to say, because if you're obviously you have to stick the label on or however you choose to do that, and the stickiness, of course, presumably that has an issue as well by the time you've added up all the different bags.
It does, and it was important we weren't paying lip service to this, but we actually did it. And the labels they've now sourced are made from sugarcane. So it's a byproduct of sugar production, which is quite a nice feature as well. And the adhesives themselves are also certified as compostable. So the whole package can just go in your compost or go in soil, mm-hmm. and it will degrade.
So what sort of quantities are we talking about here? Is this enough to start making a difference? Because you don't have a commercial brand like Smarties or Mars or whatever.
No,
you're pushing these into various tourist attractions, the sort of thing when you find yourself in the gift shop at the end of the tour, and you think, oh, that's a nice little bag of sweets.
it's a small step. Mm. But, I mean, we sell of this particular bag over 500,000 of them a year. So, it's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
We have to do something. We've got a range of other packaging, which we're changing over bit by bit as we can develop it.
Because you have another range of sweets as well, which I think does go into sort of other brands, don't you?
We do. We have a range of chocolate that we make. You won't see this on the radio, but chocolate in boxes with a clear window.
Mm.
And that's proving problematic. But I've got a meeting tomorrow with a company. They're based in Derbyshire, but the guy's coming from Holland to talk about replacing the window with a compostable.
Because this is one of the, you know, as if packaging wasn't bad enough, you often end up buying products which, well, a bread's a good example. You can go into a supermarket or just a standard baker's and you get a paper bag and it's got this little plastic window and you're thinking to yourself, okay, so is it compostable? Is it biodegradable? Do I tear out the window? And it's just a faff.
And that is one of the problems. You hear a lot of people saying we're going plastic free, but in fact you have to take the plastic off the wrapping and dispose of it separately.
Mm.
And I'm trying to avoid that with this particular range. It's not easy, though, for businesses, because commercially you've got to sell the product in order to stay in business. So you still have to have something that looks nice, and that was the balance that we've struggled with.
Mm. Does this put an extra cost on the people you're supplying into when you call up these museums and places and say, well...
It does, certainly. If you take the bag and the label... there's three labels on this. If you take the whole packet, all the packaging together, it's about three times the cost. In terms of the cost of a bag of sweets, it's probably putting 4 or 5 pence on a cost. But I have to say that the guys we've launched with this week, and I will tell you who some of them are. So the likes of London Zoo, Chester Zoo, Whipsnade, Twycross, Dudley. These guys have all absorbed costs. So it's been really impressive the way that the partners have actually said, no, we will absorb these costs, they're important. You know, if you take somewhere like Chester that's launching with it, they've replaced all of their sweets in the food and beverage and in the retail outlets and incurred an extra cost as a result. As have we. We might pass on 1 or 2 pence to a consumer in some sites, but by and large, we've done this without...
And will these be flagged in any way to tell people that they are that the packaging is compostable?
And describe it the best way you can, but it's got a tag on the top.
Bag. It's just a very small label. It's kind of, I guess, folded over, and the label is also used as a seal to indicate right at the bottom there, 100% compostable packaging.
That's right. And on the front is the customer's name, so that's set
there we go.
London.
Right.
But on the back is a QR code as well, which you can scan, which will take you to the videos that you see.
Oh, that's very useful. And we mentioned you at the start of this interview that you are actually a local firm employing 20 or so, people.
At the moment. Yeah, it's grown a lot in the last.
Yeah, do you sell them locally anywhere? I guess I should probably.
At the moment, we have our old range is in a garden centre in Cambridge, Coton Orchards, and they're going to be the first of that chain that's going to change over to these. So it's a chain of 20 sites. So we've probably got 50 displays throughout those sites. And logistically, we're having to do them one at a time.
Yes.
But yeah, I'm really pleased. I was talking to the MD there this morning, and he's going to let Coton be the first one that's going to change over, hopefully in the next 4 weeks, 4 or 5 weeks.
Oh, that's good. Like that. It's strange. I was thinking on my way into the studio today that, you know, many years ago when I was small, which would have been in the 1970s, I was allowed to go into the newsagent's shop and buy a quart of lemon bonbons. They'd come in a little paper bag. Smarties came in a box. At what point did, not necessarily just the confectionery industry, but it's obviously what you know about, somebody somewhere in Mars, Roundtree, Macintosh, Nestle, or Nestles, as we used to call it back in the day, would have said, right, well, let's put this little bit of plastic on here because that will do this for our product.
I think the whole buying with your eyes thing took over, didn't it? And probably 10 years ago, something along those lines.
Mm.
And if you look at some of the big supermarket chains now, you know, if you look at the way they sell their meat in black packaging, they struggle to sell it in white, but they sell it better in black. And that's purely because of the visual impact that all these things have.
Yes.
And once one person does it, the rest have to do it.
You're thinking, it's like one of, you know, there have been supermarkets, a shop, I think, a store in the Netherlands, which has tried to go plastic free, and plans, I think, have been talked about plastic free aisles. But like anything, you have to have enough stuff to pop on the aisle. You know, you could, for example, if you pop into, say, the Polish aisle at a local supermarket, you could shop along that aisle and actually eat quite well. You couldn't necessarily do that with a plastic-free aisle at the moment.
That shop in Holland actually has got a whole aisle now of compostable packaging. And Holland's leading the way. The adhesives that we've used on some of these are Dutch-based. And they do lead the way, and some of the Scandinavian countries are quite a long way ahead of us in terms of compostability and also recycling products.
Mm.
So it is, we're a little bit behind in this country at the moment, but we're getting there.
Do you think that your competitors will take note of this, and eventually maybe those big brands we've mentioned will also click in and think, yeah, this is probably a good idea?
I think so. There are some of the big brands out there now that are wrapping some of their smaller suites, machine wrapping some smaller suites with this sort of product. In terms of my competitors, it's difficult. It's an expensive route to go, you know, both in terms of the cost of the bag, and this has cost us tens of thousands of pounds just to get to where we are now.
Mm. Will that pay back? You know, those little signs, those little labels on the bottom there, will people walk by and think, oh, that's plastic, you know, compostable packaging, I'll buy those sweets, you know?
I think it's something that people are caring about more and more, and certainly we've picked up some new customers as a result of this. But yes, I wouldn't have done it if commercially it was a really stupid thing to have done. I mean, we feel passionately about it, but you still have to have a commercial reason for doing it.
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to watch just what happens in the marketplace now, but more and more people ought to be turning to this sort of product, and we need to educate the consumer how to dispose of it and how to dispose of the other plastics as well.
Well, Nigel, look, thank you very much for coming in and chatting to us this afternoon. It's one of these sort of discussions I know we'll come back to, and I could quite happily carry on for most of the programme talking about it as well. But do come back and see us sometime in the future.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That was Nigel Baker, who's the MD of Calico Cottage, who has produced the sweets in the compostable packaging. Get the phrasing right. Right, it is 15 minutes away from five.